This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Business and your money. Let's talk about some big firms here. Apple, CBS, Sirius XM. Obviously, enormous entertainment producers and distributors in the world. But they've all been sued by a company that claims to own the patent for podcasting. And the jurisdiction is a courtroom in Marshall, Texas, population 25,000. Just this week, a jury there found CBS infringed this small company's patent, demanding that CBS pay $1.3 million in damages. NBC, Fox, and many others may also be on the hook here. Joe Mullen covers tech policy and law for the tech website Ars Technica. So, Joe, tell us about this company, Personal Audio. Who are they?
Sure. Personal Audio is a patent-holding company. It doesn't own anything but patents, and it has no business other than licensing those patents and suing over those patents. It's the kind of company that gets called, in a more derogatory way, often in tech circles, a patent troll.
So by patent troll, they basically mean a company that just, what, sues or threatens to sue?
Exactly. It doesn't really have any business other than that. And Personal Audio is one particular form of a patent troll, which is one that used to be a real company, essentially a failed startup. And sometimes those startups will sell their patents on the market and a troll might pick it up. Or in some situations, the person who created the startup will stay in control of those patents and ultimately move into the business of patent licensing and litigation.
Let's back up for just a moment. What is it about this courtroom in Marshall, Texas, that sees so many of these patent infringement lawsuits?
The pure business of patent lawsuits that some people call patent trolling started to become a big business about 10 years ago. And that's also when this judicial district, the Eastern District of Texas, began to become a center, a very popular place for patent holders to file, because they were looking for certain things. They were looking for a strong chance that the case would go to a jury, and they were looking for a relatively fast time to trial, which in the early days East Texas had. Now East Texas has slowed down a bit, but it still has a lot of advantages for patent holders.
So this is basically venue shopping.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. $1.3 million. That's the amount that's been awarded to Personal Audio in this case against CBS. It sounds like a lot. But at the end of the day, I mean, just taking on a company like CBS can cost millions. I mean, in a way, one could say that this wasn't really a big win for Personal Audio.
That's exactly right. It's really not that clear if it's could be counted as a win at all. The $1.3 million may not have even covered their expenses. It's very expensive to conduct patent litigation. It's the most expensive form of civil litigation. The experts are incredibly expensive. Discovery is expensive, but mostly for defendants. So, yeah, they didn't get what they were asking for, which I'm told was close to $8 million. But they have other defendants in line. They also didn't lose, and CBS was trying to invalidate their patents, saying that this is an old invention, really not much of an invention at all. Their Personal Audio claims their patents cover the idea of episodic content streamed over the internet, not just audio, but video as well. So they're going to be able to wield that patent against other companies, including Fox and NBC, who have trials coming up.
Patent law, as most people know, was developed to encourage innovation and to protect intellectual property rights. When you have an inventor, and perhaps that's the case here with Personal Audio, where you don't have the resources to take on multinational giants, I mean, isn't there a case that can be made for these so-called patent trolls? Isn't their basic offense here just that they win in court?
That is exactly the debate that's happening right now, including in Congress, which is taking on this issue of patent trolls and is considering whether the patent litigation system is being used in an abusive way or in a proper way. There's an argument on both sides, and certainly there is a side that says the companies being called patent trolls are really nothing more than the classic American individual inventor that has a right to collect a royalty for their inventions and to have it not stolen and used without authorization by big companies.
Right.
But the fact is, by leveraging the system as the way that it is, there are cases now moving to trial where people looking at this would say, you know, is this really an invention at all? And as someone who's reported on a lot of these cases, I see merit to that argument too. Because you think about an invention like the personal audio invention, and while they're sort of wearing the mantle of the American individual inventor and Albert Einstein, some of these inventors and inventions are not things that the average person would recognize as such. For example, in a personal audio case, you can look at the invention in this case. CBS has a web page for 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
CBS has a web page for NCIS,
right,
and its other popular shows. Personal Audio is saying that it invented the idea of creating updated episodic content with what they call a compilation file. The compilation file is nothing more than the HTML web page on the CBS website. So organizations like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a digital civil liberties group which is challenging this patent separately,
mm-hmm,
they've looked at this invention very closely. They've pointed out that internet radio existed in 1993, well before personal audio was founded in 1996. There were also experiments by CNN and the CBC, and the patent doesn't even talk about video. So, you know, and then the final point is just that when you look at CBS's webpage, you can't help but think, this looks like a table of contents. And that's exactly EFF's argument, is that these guys have been allowed to patent and litigate with something that doesn't do anything more than describe a digital table of contents.
Well, you know, it strikes me that this is a very intensely fact-based inquiry. And so you could explore all of the claims through this lens, you know, breaking it down. How do you characterize this as a podcast or as a table of contents and so on and so forth? But to take on patent trolls as it seems like culture wants to at this moment, it seems perhaps, I mean, is that wrongheaded or what do you think?
Personally, I do think that reform is called for. Yeah, I've seen enough cases where I don't think the invention would be recognized by a normal sort of average person as a real invention that I do think some tweaks in the system are called for. And, you know, it's telling that the patent trolling business relies on plaintiffs that file large numbers of lawsuits, some of them many more than personal audio has filed, 50, 60 defendants, they settle for less than the cost of litigation because they know the cost of litigation is very high. It can be $3 to $4 million through trial.
So using patents basically to threaten lawsuits, not really to litigate.
Well, they do bring the suit, but they don't. They know that the vast majority of defendants won't be able to stick it through to trial. And that's where East Texas comes in, because one of the distinguishing factors of the East Texas court is that they're very unlikely to do something called summary judgment, which is a way of resolving cases at an earlier stage.
Right, before it ever gets to a jury.
Exactly. So the East Texas courts tend to move most cases to a jury. So the plaintiff will have a lot of certainty that if the defendant wants to push the case all the way, it will cost a lot. It will cost $3 to $4 million is the average.
Joe Mullen covers technical policy and law for Ars Technica. You can read his stuff at arstechnica.com. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Brown for the Texas Standard.